absolutely. How do they do that to you, and what can you learn from it?
I think that we kind of slowed ourselves down in the first couple periods. Like, we just didn't have that sense of urgency. Not desperation, but just kind of that, like, that engagement or whatever. So I feel like, you know, and they're a good team too. They bottled up that neutral zone pretty good. It's not like they, you know, created a whole lot of chances that, you know, they really outplayed us or anything like that. One power play goal and then a guy coming out of the box. So I feel like we played like a decent game, but you know, that's a team that's, you know, really fighting for their lives right now, and we got to be able to match that intensity.
To sort of maybe play their kind of game more when you enter a team like that.
No, I don't think so. I think we got to concentrate on what we do best, and kind of, because I feel like if we play our game, if we don't want to play into their game, right? We want to dictate the game. We want to dictate the pace. So you know, if we feel like if we can play fast against a team like that, that's, you know, really defensive and you know, really clogs the middle, it can, you know, create more opportunities for us, and, you know, we play in their end like we did in all third period. So I feel like that's kind of the recipe for success for us, is just kind of concentrate on how we play.
How much easier is it to take control of the game when you have last change?
I mean, you get matchups, but it, you know, matchups don't mean anything if you're not going that night, right? So you know, we got enough depth in our team where the matchups really, you know, they matter, you know, from team to team and game to game. But if you're not going, it doesn't matter, right? So on a night where, you know, if we get everyone going, all four lines rolling, then it doesn't matter who they're matching up against who. It's going to be a tough night for the other team.
Speaking of depth, I mean, you look at this last stretch for you guys, and it's been a little bit up and down, a little inconsistent, but there's been some consistency in that bottom six. What have you kind of seen from those two groups being able to chip in offensively as well as play that defensive style?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if I would call us playing defensive style, but, you know, we got to be responsible for sure. But, yeah, I think we're kind of, you know, trying to be as simple as possible and, you know, make sure we're, you know, being strong down low and getting to pucks to the point, winning battles in front of the net. And, you know, that's kind of how our offense has come. So, especially in a game like that, a team that clogs the middle so much, if we can get, you know, working their D behind that goal line that really collapses their forwards to the front of the net, and then, you know, that's when you saw on Tanny's goal, you know, the D were so wide open, we were able to, you know, find a lane, get a puck, you know, through to the net and get an opportunity there. So I think, I feel like that's the recipe for success for us.
After three straight against Central Division, do you think that tonight's game looks any different going against East?
Yeah, I think Detroit's, you know, a pretty quick team. They got a bunch of guys that, you know, with Larkin and FNSU that can really skate. So it'll probably be a different style of game than last night was. But like I said earlier, it's all about, you know, how we approach the game, and all about, you know, us dictating the pace and playing our game.
Dustin and Nick out already, and now maybe Tyler for a while. Does it feel like you're fairly injury-free first half of the season is catching up with you a bit?
A little bit. But, I mean, we missed Scheif and Lawless and Troops for a while last year too. So, you know, it's gonna happen where, you know, you go through stretches of good health, and then stretches where, you know, you test your depth a little bit. So everyone's got to step up a little bit if Mizey's out and on that back end, and that'll be a good opportunity for some guys to show what they can do for sure.
Got depth there.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, missing Dustin and Tyler are two of our bigger guys. So obviously JMO and Troops will probably play a lot, I'm guessing. And, you know, everyone else is going to have to take a step up for sure to you know, produce in those guys' absence.
Difference for the forwards then too? More awareness even? Always there.
Yeah, I feel like it's always there. You don't really try and change your game too much. But, I mean, it's definitely going to be something that, you know, we're aware of in terms of, you know, helping out our D and making sure everyone's responsible down low. And there's a lot of communication, a lot of talk, you know, in our D zone.
If it's a guy like Sammy, I mean, that's a bit of a different style of guy back there, right?
Yeah, I mean, the pairings will be all jumbled up, so it's tough to tell what the difference will be.